Hey, it's Monday again. So this weekend, I spent in the city, and on, let's see, Saturday night, my partner and I met some friends, some girls' friends at Matchbox in Capitol Hill, which is a restaurant. It's like a pizzeria restaurant in Capitol Hill. And we drove my car because it has the GPS, and we didn't know exactly where we were going. So we drove my car, and the parking around that area is just awful. So I knew that I could use my automatic park assist thing on my car. So we were just looking for a space. We pressed a little button, and once it found the space that would fit the car, it said stop and take your hands off the wheel and put your foot on the brake. And it sure enough, it just like parked the car perfectly. I didn't have to do anything, which I love. Absolutely loved it. That is such a great feature. If we drive my car more often in DC, I'm sure I'll be using it more and more. Also, that night I had a little issue with my car. When we were coming home from the restaurant, it was raining, and of course, it was dark. And I cut a corner a little too close and hit a curb with my the right side of, or excuse me, the left side of my car. Hit both the front tire and the back tire on the curb, and I thought, oh God, there goes the front alignment. There goes, whatever. When we got home, I checked it and I definitely scraped the rims a little bit on the very, very edge of the rims and the two tires. Both tires got this like a small tear in them right where it hit the rim. And that worried me. I was a little concerned about that. And I thought, well, that's going to, cause a blowout. But the car drove fine the rest of the way home. I didn't even notice any kind of alignment issues or anything. And that was Saturday night, and I've been driving it, all weekend, so haven't had any issues with that little ding, I should say. But I wanted to be safe, so today on my way home from work, I stopped at Just Tires and had them look at the tires. And the guy explained to me that these kinds of tires are, because they're low profile tires that, like the, I guess of the upgrade, I'm sure they would cost an arm and a leg to replace. But he looked at the two spots in the back tire actually has a little bit more of a rip than the front tire. But he was explaining to me that these tires have this like extra amount of rubber around the edge of where the rim is, almost like a rim protector kind of thing. And I did notice that it kind of sticks out around the rim. And he explained to me that this is really just like an extra precaution to save your rims, and it basically did. But that the parts that are ripped do not, whatever, what's the word for it? It doesn't ruin the integrity of the tire. So that he said that you shouldn't have any problems at all. Because if there was damage to the actual tire itself, where the rubber hits the road or whatever, that I would have seen a bulge and part of the rubber bursting out. And there was none of that. There's no bulge at all. It's just this outer rim of rubber that's, I guess, added to the tire that's torn. And he said you shouldn't have any issue at all. And both tires were just fine. So I was like, whew, thank goodness, because I'm sure that probably would have cost me $1,000 to replace those tires. I don't know exactly how much they cost, but I am sure they're outrageously expensive. And he said I could probably just buff out the little scratch on the rims, or just leave it alone, which I might just leave it alone. I don't know, but I need to get my car washed just to see if because some of that's dirt and some of it I can't really tell. Some of it's a little bit of paint from the curb because the curb was painted white. We'll see. Nothing major, no major damage or anything. Just me just taking the corner a little too close. So anyway. But that night when we got home from the restaurant, again, parking was a little issue, and I turned on the parking thing, pressed, auto assist park or whatever it's called. I don't know exactly what it's called. But sure enough, the thing backed into the space perfectly, and I love it because it gets you like 3 inches from the curb. I don't know how it does it. I don't know how it senses where the curb is, but it got us 3 inches from the curb, literally. And parked perfectly, not sticking out, not crooked. I mean, it was just like perfectly parallel to the curb. And I just think that thing is amazing. I love that feature of my car. I just absolutely love it. So yeah, that was my issues with the car this weekend. Everything else was fine. GPS worked, satellite worked. Although on Sunday morning, we had some fog and cloud cover and some mist and stuff. And I don't think the satellite was connecting just right, because my Sirius satellite radio was like clicking in and out, not a whole lot, but just a couple times. And I was like, that must be a satellite issue. But today it's working beautifully, because today was a nice, beautiful, clear day. And the temperature has been dropping, and lots of wind. We've had lots of wind today. But in terms of the temperature, I'm a little worried, because, as you know, I'm a wine aficionado, and most of the wineries in my area have had bud break, which means that the buds have started to grow into leaves. And tonight we have a freeze warning. If all these vineyards have a freeze overnight and it kills off the buds, then that is it for the 2012 grapes. That would be just awful. Yesterday we went to a winery, not to do any tasting or anything, but we attended a book signing party, because a wine friend of ours wrote a book about Virginia wine, and my partner wrote some of the liner notes for the book cover, which was kind of cool, and were mentioned in the book. So I thought that was cool, and we had a really good time talking with the author and the publisher and the publicist and all that stuff. It was kind of fun, kind of cool. Other things, politics. Well, I guess this is kind of politics. Dick Cheney got a new heart. Sad part is he still can't feel. No, I don't know if I even have any comment to say about him with his heart, because he did wait 20 months for it. It's going to give him 10 more years of life, supposedly. So we'll see. But, you know, of all the people to get a new heart, Dick Cheney's not the one I would have picked. Anyway, and then what's the latest with Romney? I don't know, but I saw a poll today. I think I saw it on Joe My God, that if Romney was the nominee, who would you vote for as president? And 48% said Obama, and 44% said Romney. So that's a little bit of a little boost for Obama, I guess. However, Obama may have stuck his foot in his mouth this afternoon when he was talking to Russian President Medvedev, however you say his name, because he had his microphone still on, and he said, once I'm elected in November, I'll have much more flexibility. I think they were talking in terms of the nuclear or the strategic arms. I forget exactly what they were talking about, but Obama said that when he's elected in November, he'll have more flexibility. I thought, oh, that's a little premature, but I like the attitude that he's going to win, and he's going to, you know, follow through with his election and give it his all. So that's a good thing. Okay, now moving on to the games on the iPad. I mentioned Draw Something last week, and over the weekend it exploded. I'm now playing games with, like, I think it's 18 people, and for the most part, I'm doing a pretty good job with it. Although a couple of the drawings that Poodle McNoodle sends me, well, it's been two of them so far, I've had no clue what they are. One of them was Tebowing, and one was gas mask. And I actually captured a picture of the gas mask before I deleted it, so that, because I'm actually going to post it on the blog, and you go over there and you tell me if you think that looks like a gas mask. It looks like a skeleton. I couldn't figure it out. It looks like a skeleton with a cigar in his mouth. But you tell me what you think. And I wrote on there, because I guess, I forget who started it, but somebody who sent me a message, not a message, but sent me a picture, wrote a message first, and then they deleted the message and drew the picture. So I did the same thing to Poodle McNoodle. I was like, what the hell was that? Because I had no clue what that was. But it's fun. I'm really having a good time with playing the games and drawing pictures and stuff. I think I probably give too many clues, because I write like a sentence. Well, if the picture is really hard to guess, I will write a sentence and put the blank where the word should be, and that helps people figure it out. I mean, I don't know if this—I don't even know if this is—if that's cheating, or if it's considered cheating or what. But I did get an update from Draw Something saying that they do, or they are going to have a messaging feature coming and more words. I'm glad to hear the more words because I've gone through with three or four different people the same words over and over again. So, like, I've drawn guitar probably 8 times, and I draw the same guitar every time. So, but I'm really having fun with the Draw Something. And again, you can find me on there. I think my name is Armstrong Paul or Paul Armstrong. I don't remember. But if you search, I'm sure you will find it. Let me see if there are any comments on the website. Oh, I think there was one from my voicemail message from Seder69. But this is from Gary in Albuquerque. When you were talking earlier this week about your iPad Verizon 4G usage, is why I was asking about that. I really thought your usage was way up. Sorry about that. Like I said, because using the 4G is a big drain on usage, I am just going to use my hotspot from my Verizon phone. Good idea, Gary, because you will definitely chew through the data. I went ahead and upgraded my data usage to 5 megabytes, which was $50. I mean, 5 gigabytes, which is $50. But I was really good about not using it too much this weekend. Anytime I was in a Wi-Fi zone, I chose Wi-Fi because I don't want to chew through 5 gigabytes before my plan is up for the month, because I want to go back to the 2 gigabytes once this 30 days is over, which I think is going to be, I guess it would be a month from, because I did that on Friday or Saturday, so like April 24th, something like that. We'll see. Anyway, I've been talking long enough, as usual. I hope you all had a great weekend and that you've had a great week start to your week. And I might come back one more day this week. I don't know. We'll see. So that's all for today. Until next time, bye.